Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you After the Dark by Cynthia Eden, performed by Summer Morton. Chapter 1. The scene was all wrong. The killer, the balding man in his late 30s, the man who stood there with sweat dripping down his face, a gun held in his trembling hand, and a dead girl at his feet. He was wrong. FBI Special Agent Samantha Dark raised her weapon, even as she shook her head. She'd profiled this killer, studied every detail of his crime spree, and this is wrong.
Drop the gun!
That bellow came from her partner, Blake Gamble. He was at her side, his weapon drawn too, and she knew all of his focus was locked on the killer. They'd come to this house just to ask Alan March some follow-up questions. He'd been one of the custodians at Georgetown University, a university that had recently become the hunting grounds for a killer. At Blake's shout, Alan jerked, and when he jerked, his finger squeezed the trigger of the gun he held. The shot went wide, missing both Samantha and Blake. She didn't return fire. Alan doesn't fit the profile. This is all wrong. Blake returned fire. The bullet slammed into Alan's right shoulder. Not a killing wound, not even close. Blood bloomed from the spot, soaking the stark white shirt that Alan wore. Alan should have dropped his gun in response to that hit, but he didn't. He screamed. Tears trickled down his cheeks, and he aimed that gun. Not at Blake, but at me.
"Has to be you," Alan whispered.
Said,